it's important to especially with the teams that are around you. We've worked extremely hard. The lads have, I've seen us play better. That said, at times it was scrappy, but we've put in the shift and we've won the game, which is vitally important. When you look at the league table, for the last 4 months, it hasn't been pleasant reading from where we're at. At least now we're pushing up the table and we just need to keep our feet in the ground, get down to Cork next week and give a good account of ourselves down there.
Taking the lead after 30 seconds isn't something that happens too often either, and then you went further ahead quite early in the second half as well.
Yeah, I have a great goal from where we were at the start. Ryan DeVries did particularly well down the left and he's putting across for Jesse. A great finish from him. It's important that he gets in the box if he's going to get his fair share of goals, as you expect from that position. A good start, and then the second half then we got off to get a second goal. Obviously, it puts you in a much more comfortable position. We sat back a little bit for the last 15 minutes, which disappointed me. But that said, we've dug out a result, and that's most important.
You're quite comfortable for periods of that game as well. Was it disappointing then to concede later on? It gave Shelburne a little bit of confidence in the last few minutes.
Yeah, because as much as we score goals on one end, we have a chance of keeping clean sheets the other. So it is important for us that it just dragged them back into it. And there's only 3 minutes left, but nonetheless, I've seen stupid things happen like that before. Where a team's gone back a late goal, and all of a sudden you're really disappointed.
Some of the intricate play we saw this evening was something we probably hadn't seen in the first four games of the season. How much of an improvement have you seen from before the break and afterwards?
I know we're definitely improving, and we're working extremely hard as a group. There's a lot of quality in our group. I've said this from the day one. We just need to get the best out of them in the best shape. We're just still a work in progress for us at the moment. We've done okay tonight. I definitely see us playing better, and I think there's much more confident performance in us, but we need to work hard that quickly because obviously there's only a dozen games left.
How pleased are you with the defence? It was a bit of a makeshift back four last week, if you like, and then Darren Noon was right back again this evening, but they were faultless.
Yeah, I didn't want to change anything tonight. Yeah. Where Buckley coming out from the Derry game and Mullen coming in. We had Kyle and Danny Kane came in. That's Danny's first game in over a year. I thought he was done particularly well. He's headed it well, he's tackled well, he's read it well. I'm delighted for him, but again, it's important that we don't throw up too many chances, and that was their challenge this evening, to limit them, and we did limit them to just one or two chances, in fairness.
Both Will Seymour and Ryan DeVries went off injured this evening. What's the early assessment of those?
I think they had slight hamstring strains, so we'll just have to see how that is in the morning.
And you'd obviously be hoping that they're not serious, considering the amount of injuries you had earlier this season.
I know, you're right. Hopefully it's not too serious. Now, I do think there's another one or two due back. I think Gary Buckley won't be too far off next week. Lewis Banks won't be too far off next week. We've obviously got Junior as well to come into the group from next week. So, all in all, we want to get as many fit fellas as we have, so we have as many options as we have coming off the bench, and it equally makes the first 11 that bit stronger.
It's kind of funny because you've had two really good performances, and now you're looking at Junior coming in, and for the first time you probably have a few tough decisions to make with regard to starting 11 for next week.
Trust me, I prefer to have those tough decisions than not. With due respect to the squad that we have, we've got some of the younger kids that are doing fantastically well. They're learning on the job as it is now at the moment. With the injured players coming back in, we will be that bit stronger next week, that's for sure.
And I suppose Cork are finding the season tough this year too, but you can't take anything for granted this year.
Yeah, well, look at Waterford. I think we're in the fourth spot where they may be today or something like that, and I think they've worked out a draw them against Waterford. I don't know how that game went, obviously because we had our own game on, but I've no doubt it'll be difficult. They're fighting for their lives, not unlike ourselves, and Finn Harps and Cork, Waterford, ourselves, Finn Harps, all the teams outside of the top two or three, I'd say there's a very little between us.